time for a Trump ally. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Steve Bannon sentenced earlier today on two counts of contempt of Congress for failing to comply with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
The prosecution was asking for 6 months jail time and $200,000 fine, now a much smaller fine of $6,500, as well as 4 months jail time. Bannon's defense was arguing that they should simply give him some probation. It was this prosecution's belief that Mr. Bannon was acting in this bad faith strategy of contempt and defiance. Mr. Bannon, on the way into court here, continued to say that it is a, quote, illegitimate process.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. This is former President Trump has been subpoenaed by the committee after it voted last week to do so. He's being requested for a deposition November 14th at either the Capitol or through a video conference. The subpoena does not ask him to appear before an open hearing. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has asked the Supreme Court to intervene after a lower court ordered him to testify before a special grand jury in Georgia investigating whether then-President Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in the state. President Biden continues to promote his plan for student loan forgiveness, again targeting Republicans' opposition to it.
I don't want to hear it from MAGA Republicans, officials who had hundreds of thousands of dollars of debts, even millions of dollars in pandemic relief loans forgiven, who now are attacking me for helping working class and middle class Americans.
Six Republican-led states have sued the administration over the plan. Wall Street stocks end higher, notching big gains for the major indexes. The Dow gained 748, the Nasdaq added 244. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A judge dismisses charges of voter fraud against a man arrested by Florida's new election police.
A Florida state judge in Miami-Dade County is dismissing a count of illegal voting filed against 56-year-old Robert Lee Wood. Wood is a convicted murderer who has not had his civil rights restored. He is also one of 20 people charged with voting while ineligible in the 2020 elections. The charges are filed by a special statewide prosecutor, but now the judge in Miami says that prosecutor lacks jurisdiction. The state can appeal. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Texas judge has dismissed illegal voting charges against a Houston man who stood in line for 6 hours to cast a ballot in the 2020 presidential election. Hervis Rogers had faced charges that carried a possible sentence of up 2 to 20 years in prison. He had voted while still on parole from a felony burglary conviction, making him ineligible to cast a ballot under Texas law. At the time, he said he didn't know that he was ineligible to vote. Soon, you'll be able to contribute more cash to your retirement savings plans.
Beginning next year, Americans will be allowed to contribute more dough to 401k and similar retirement plans. The maximum individual contribution will be $22,500, which is up $2,000 from this year. And people 50 and over, which have the option to make additional catch-up contributions, will be able to contribute $7,500 next year, up $1,000 from this year. That allows a 401k saver who is 50 or older to contribute a maximum minimum of $30,000 to the retirement plan in 2023. The new changes from the IRS make it easier for those who use these types of tax advantage plans to set aside more of their income toward building their nest egg.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, 18 months in prison for a British computer hacker who stole unreleased songs from Ed Sheeran. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.